Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Thank the Lord that we may have another chance to fellowship this morning.
感谢主又给了我们一次机会，可以在他面前有交通。
Before we begin, let's start by reading some scriptures.
让我们先来读一点经文。
We're going to be reading the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament.
我们要读旧约的耶利米书。
Chapter 35.
耶利米书三十五章。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 35.
耶利米书三十五章。
And we will start by reading verse 2.
三十五章二节。
Verse 2. Go to the house of Rechabite and speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink.
耶利米书三十五章二节。你去见利甲族的人，和他们说话，领他们进入耶和华殿的一间屋子。给他们酒喝。
And then we're going to move on to verse 5 to 8.
五到八节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Then I set before the men of the house of the Rechabite pitchers full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine. But they said, we will not drink wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall not drink wine, you or your sons forever.
于是我在利甲族人面前设摆盛满酒的碗和杯，对他们说，请你们喝酒。他们却说，我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们与你们的子孙永不可喝酒。
Verse 7.
第七节。
You shall not build a house, and you shall not sow seed, and you shall not plant a vineyard or own one. But in tents you shall dwell in all your days, that you may live many days in the land where you sojourn.
也不可盖房、撒种、栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
Verse 8.
第八节。
We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he commanded us.
凡我们先祖利甲的儿子约拿达所吩咐我们的话，我们都听从了。
And then we're going to move on to verse 19.
三十五章十九节。
Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not lack a man to stand before me always.
所以万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，利甲的儿子约拿达必永不缺人势力在我面前。
And finally we're going to turn to the New Testament.
最后我们要读新约。
First John
约翰一书
Chapter 2
二章十五节。
Verse 15
二章十五节。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰一书二章十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。英文翻译为父的爱就不在他里面了。
Thank the Lord that He has placed a burden in my heart to fellowship upon the matter of do not love the world this morning.
感谢主，神今天早上放在我里面的负担是要来交通，不要爱世界。
And today we're going to spend some time to read about a testimony from the sons of Rechabites in the book of Jeremiah.
今天我们要来读一下在耶利米书记载的利甲族人的见证。
And we pray that the Lord will open up His word so that we may know how to live and serve in our generation.
我们祷告主，愿主将他的话向我们打开，好让我们知道在这个时代我们应该如何为主而活，侍奉神。
So before we fellowship on that testimony of the son of Rechabites, it may help us to put things into perspective if we spend some time to review the story of their forefather, Jonadab, and what he did.
在我们交通利甲族的见证之前，我们先要来看一下他们的先祖约拿达的事迹，帮助我们有更全面的了解。
So from the book of 2 Kings chapter 10, we know that Jehu was the king of Israel in that time.
从列王记下十章这里我们看到当时记载了一个人叫耶户，耶户曾经是以色列国的王。
And in his early days, Jehu had a heart for God.
在耶户的早年间，他对着主是有心的。
And Jehu was determined to destroy the temple of Baal and all his worshippers.
他当时立了一个心志，就是要消灭以色列国全部的巴利庙和拜巴利的人。
So one day he gathered all the worshippers of Baal,And pretended to go in and offer a burnt offering to Baal in his temple.
某一天，耶户他聚集了全国所有拜巴利的人，都在巴利庙内，他自己也假装进庙献祭烧香。
But in fact, he stationed 80 men outside of that temple so that they could capture and destroy them all.
但事实上，他在庙宇外面布置了80人，来擒拿所有这一些拜巴利的人，并且杀光他们。
So here is where Jonadab, the forefather of son of Rechabite, came into the story.
而利甲族的先祖约拿达就在此出现了。
On that day when Jehu eradicated Baal from the land of Israel, Jonadab was with Jehu.And those 80 men.
在耶户消灭巴利的那一天，约拿达与耶户在一起。
Jonadab was right there when Jehu said, "Search and see that there is here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but only the worshippers of Baal."
当耶户对拜巴利的人说，你们查看查看，在你们这里不可有耶和华的仆人，只可容留拜巴利的人。耶户说这句话的时候，约拿达就身处其中，亲耳听见了。
And it was very likely that day had a very profound impact on Jonadab himself.
那一天所发生的事，非常可能在约拿达的身上产生了深远的影响。
Because he witnessed the need of the absolute separation between the servant of the Lord and the worshipper of Baal.
因为约拿达亲眼目睹见证了耶和华的仆人和拜巴利的人中间要有绝对的分别，这是必须的。
And Jonadab stood on God's side on that day.
而在那一天，约拿达站在神的这一边。
But that story didn't stop there with Jonadab himself.
但利甲族的历史进程并没有只停留在约拿达的身上。
If we continue to read the book of Jeremiah,
如果我们继续往前读，读到耶利米书，
one thing that we'll see is that God was so disappointed with his people in those generations.
纵观整本耶利米书，我们看见在那个时代，神对他的百姓是很失望的。
Because their hearts were so far away from God.
因为神百姓的心远离神。
And even worse, many of them went to worship the foreign idols.
但更糟糕的是，他们当中的很多人都去拜异教的巴利。
So it was like that whole generation was under this thick cloud of evil atmosphere.
似乎整个世代都是被邪恶氛围的阴云笼罩。
But we thank the Lord.
但我们感谢主。
As we continue to read.Into the book of Jeremiah, we come to chapter 35.
如果我们继续读下去，读到耶利米书35章，
we see that the descendants of Jonadab became that beacon of shining light in that corrupted generation.
我们看见在那个堕落败坏的时代，约拿达的子孙利甲族，他们成为了明光照耀的灯塔。
And in the beginning of that chapter, chapter 35,
在35章刚开始的时候，
we saw that the faith of the sons of Rechabite were tested.
我们看见利甲族人的信心被试验。
The Lord asked Prophet Jeremiah to give them wine to drink.
神叫耶利米请他们喝酒。
But the son of Rechabite immediately refused.
但是利甲族的子孙立刻就拒绝了。
And explained to Jeremiah,How they obey the commands of their forefather Jonadab.
他们向耶利米解释说，他们之所以拒绝，是因为他们要顺服他们的先祖约拿达的命令。
And that really pleased the Lord.
这一个顺服实在是讨神的喜悦。
And we can almost feel Jeremiah's relief when he saw that these sons of Rechabites standing firm in that corrupted generation.
我们几乎都可以感受得到耶利米是如何松了一口气，当他在那个黑暗的时代看到还有利甲族一族人能够站立的稳。
When I was reading that book of Jeremiah chapter 35,
当我读耶利米书三十五章时，
it reminds me of what God promised to Elijah.
他提醒了我曾经神向以利亚所应许的。
I will leave 7,000 men in Israel who have not bowed to Baal.
神说，但我在以色列人中为自己留下7,000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
Not only God was able to reaffirm Jeremiah about God's faithfulness to his promise.
神不仅是借着利甲族的人神不仅是借着利甲族的人向耶利米重申了自己这个应许的信实。
But it also has been such an encouragement for many, many saints throughout the generation, even until today.
神的这个应许也在每一个世代鼓励了非常多的圣徒，直到如今。
Indeed, our God is a jealous God. And he desires for his people to be separated unto himself completely. What is Baal?
巴力是什么?
In the Old Testament, it is the God of the Canaanites that God absolutely could not tolerate for his people.
在旧约当中, 巴力是迦南地的人所拜的神, 也是耶和华绝不能容忍的。
And it represents the spirit of this perverted, corrupt generation. It also represents those external idols and internal idols. Of course, as Christians, we probably won't go to a temple to worship foreign idols.
当然, 作为基督徒, 我们不会真的亲身到某个庙宇去烧香祭拜。
But we ought to watch out for those idols of our hearts.
但我们要对自己心里的偶像有所警觉。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神对我们有怜悯。
That we can constantly be living under the light of His word.
好让我们一直不断地活在神话语的光中。
So that any hidden idols may be revealed by the Lord.
使我们心中的 隐藏的偶像都能被神显明。
And by the grace of God, we may be able to get rid of them.
靠着神的恩典可以将其清除。
You know, as I was meditating on this matter, I was wondering what is the major hindrance of spiritual growth.
当我在思想偶像这件事的时候，我就产生了一个疑问， 在我们属灵生命的成长过程当中， 什么是那个最主要的障碍？
And I was reminded of a verse from the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21.
于是我就想起列王记上的18章21节。
It says, Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him.
以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴力是神，就当顺从巴力。”Indeed,
one of the major hindrances is when God's people cannot follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
所以这里最主要的障碍是神的百姓不能全心全意地跟随神。This
word hesitate between two opinions can also be translated as limping.
心持两意，犹豫不定，也可以翻译为蹒跚而行，摇摆不定。It
is a figurative Hebrew word.
这个词在希伯来的原文当中是一个比喻的修辞。And
it describes an awkward leaping of a lame person.
它描述的是腿部有疾的人，他摇摆不定的走路，非常不稳。It
is like someone with a dislocated joint.
他们的关节移位了。
And it makes it very hard to walk steady.
所以他们就很难行走得稳当。So
this really emphasized to us that there's this terrible paralyzing effect of our spiritual life when we cannot fully commit ourselves to the Lord.
这也提醒了我们，当我们心持两意，不能完全地将自己交托给主的时候，会带进来多么可怕、瘫痪的后果。
So this brings us to further consideration of Jonadab's commands to his descendants.
这也带我们去更深地在思想了解约拿达给他的子孙的命令是什么。
If you look into the commandment that Jonadab passed along to his descendants, there are two parts.
如果我们仔细看，约拿达的命令是分两个部分的。
The first part is something that they shall not do.
第一个部分是他们的子孙不可做什么。
The second part is something that they ought to do.
第二个部分是他们应当做什么。
So we will spend a little time to talk about the first part of his command. It says,
我们先来看一下他的第一个部分。
Verse 6 to 7.
35章6到7节。
You shall not drink wine, you shall not build a house, you shall not sow seed, and you shall not plant a vineyard. Or own one.
你们不可喝酒，不可盖房，不可撒种，不可栽种葡萄园。
Now we may ask, is this something bad about the wine, the house, the seed, and the vineyard?
可能我们会问，难道葡萄园栽种、盖房、撒种这一些是不好的吗？
Why would Jonadab command them to not to partake in those things?
为什么约拿达特别严厉地警告他们不可做这些，不可与这些事有份呢？
In fact, Apostle John summarizes very well in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
事实上,约翰在约翰一书的2章15节已经将这个命令总结得很好了。
What did John say?
约翰说什么?
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And then John went on and said,
约翰紧接着说,
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
人若爱世界，父的爱就不在他里面了。
So now, I hope that becomes much clearer to us.
我希望约拿达的这个命令对于我们来说是更清晰了。
Things of the world may not necessarily be bad things.
世界上的事不一定是坏的，不一定都是坏的。
But if our hearts are so captured by them, so invested in them, then we are in trouble.
但是如果我们的心深深地被这些事情所霸占，并且在其中投资甚广，那我们就有祸了。
You know, God called us with a heavenly calling.
神是用属天的呼召召了我们。
And he saved us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son.
他是将我们从黑暗国度的权势之下救出来，将我们移到了他爱子的光明国度。
So we are a heavenly people.
我们是属天的百姓。
We are the sons of kingdom.
我们确确实实是属天国度的子民。
And one of the sad things about God's people is that when we go out and love the world,
对于神的百姓来说，有一件事很悲哀的，就是我们随意的走出去。
And then we gradually lost that distinctive signature of our heavenly position.
爱上世界，然后渐渐的，我们就会失去那个独一无二的属天身份的地位。
Sometimes we don't realize how serious the consequence may be when we go love the world.
我们可能有些时候都没有意识到爱世界会带进多么可怕的后果。
We know Apostle Paul reminded us that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
保罗告诉过我们，确定地告诉过我们，没有什么可以将我们与神的爱隔绝，因为神的爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
But if someone loves the world,
但如果一个人他爱世界的话，
here John said,
这里约翰告诉我们，
the love of the Father is not in him.
父的爱就不在他里面了。
So it begs a question.
这就会有一个问题。
Does that nullify the love of God?
一个人如果爱世界，难道神的爱就会因此作废消除吗？
No.
不是的。
God still loves us and his love for us never changed.
神依旧爱我们，他的爱是永不改变的。
But the problem is,
但问题在于，
we are no longer abiding in his love.
我们就不再住在他的爱中。
And for the children of God, this is such a scary thing.
对于神的子民来说，这是很可怕的。
It is almost unimaginable how scary this is when the children of God lost touch with God's unfailing love.
这是不可想象的一种可怕，因为神的儿女他失去了与神永不止息的爱的那个连结。
So may the Lord help us to recognize how important it is for us to separate unto himself every single day.
愿主真的是提醒光照我们，帮助我们知道每一天我们把自己分别为圣归给主是多么的重要。
So now let's talk about the second part of Jonadab's command.
让我们再来看一下约拿达命令的第二部分。
But in tents you shall dwell all your days, that you may live many days in the land where you sojourn.
但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。
What does it mean to sojourn in the land?
什么叫做在寄居之地做客旅呢？
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Being a sojourner in this world means that we are waiting for a better country that does not belong to this world.
在这个世界做寄居的做客旅，就代表我们是渴望那一个更美的家乡，而那个更美的家乡并不属于这个世界。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What are we waiting for?
我们在等待的是什么？
It reminds me when I was meditating on this, the story of Abraham in the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
这让我想起了希伯来书十一章那里对亚伯拉罕的记载。
By faith, Abraham sojourned in the promised land and lived in tent with Isaac and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
Abraham was looking for the eternal city of God, which has foundations.
亚伯拉罕他等候的是神永远的城，是那有根基的城。
By faith, Abraham saw what God had promised him was so real.
因着信，亚伯拉罕看见神曾应许给他的是那么的真实。
And he gladly became a sojourner in that land and lived in tent.
因此，他欢欢喜喜地在寄居之地做客旅，住帐篷。
Now we also remember those two disappointed disciples that were heading towards Emmaus after Jesus was crucified.
可能我们也记得在耶稣钉十字架之后，在以马忤斯的路上那两个失望的门徒。
When the Lord appeared to them, they couldn't recognize that resurrected Lord.
当主向他们显现的时候，他们并没有认出复活的主。
Instead, they asked him.
他们不仅没有认出来，反而还问主说。
Are you the only sojourner in Jerusalem?
你只是在耶路撒冷做客的吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
isn't that a very wonderful question?
你不觉得这一个问题很美妙吗？
When the people meet with our resurrected Lord,
当人们第一次遇见我们复活的主时，
their first sense about him was,
他们第一个反应跟感觉是，
He is a sojourner in this world.
他在这里是做客旅的。
He didn't belong here.
他并不属于这里。
He was from above.
他是从上头来的。
So finally, what's the reward of the faith of the sons of Rechabites?
最后我们要说，利甲族的子孙，他们的信心是带进怎样的结果？
You know, in the Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 19, it says,
耶利米书35章19节，这里说到，
The Lord said,Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not lack a man to stand before me always.
以色列的神如此说，利甲的儿子约拿达必永不缺人势力在我面前。
Indeed, the Rechabite became the testimony of God's heavenly people in that dark time in Israel.
确实，在那个黑暗的时代，利甲族人一族的人都成为了神属天百姓的见证。
Why was the Lord so pleased with the sons of Rechabite?
为什么利甲族的人如此讨神的喜悦？
I think it was more than simply because they didn't take that wine.
我想不仅仅只是因为他们行为上没有喝酒而已。
We may remember God said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6,
我们可能记得希伯来书11章6节那里说的，
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
So, do we see that underlying principle of faith here?
我们在这里有看到那一个隐藏的信心的原则吗？
It was because of their obedience to the faith.
利甲族的人讨神的喜悦是因为他们向着他们的信心是有顺服的。
So what's the reward from God?
所以神给他们的奖赏是什么呢？
The Lord said, these people can always stand before me, serving me.
神说利甲族一族的人可以永永远远的侍立在我的面前。
Isn't that such a glorious statement for the servants of the Lord?
对于神的仆人来说，这难道不是一个很荣耀的宣告吗？
In our service, it is not only about how much we can do for the Lord.
在我们侍奉的里面，不仅仅只是在乎说我们为主做了多少。
But what really counts is our position standing before him in his presence. That's what really matters.
真正作数的是，我们在侍奉当中，在他的同在里面，我们是在侍立在哪一个位置上。
So may the testimony of the sons of Rechabite encourage us today.
愿利甲族人的见证在今天也能鼓励我们。
That we can hold fast to the principle of this living faith.In this dark and corrupted generation,
好让我们在这个黑暗堕落的时代可以持守得住活泼信心的原则。
And to be completely separated unto the Lord every single day,
在每一天都能够完全的将自己分别奉献给谁。
So that we may be this bright and shining testimony for the Lord in this dark and perverted generation,
好成为我们主耶稣基督那个明光照耀的见证。
This concludes our sharing.
这就是我的分享。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Thank the Lord for giving us this morning to have some fellowship in His presence.
我们感谢主，今天早上我们可以在他面前有一些交通。
Let's first please read a Bible verse that is in Psalm 51.
我们首先来读一节经文，是在诗篇五十一篇里面。
Psalm 51.
五十一篇。
And then we'll read verse 12.
我们读第十二节。
I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我读英文，我的弟兄用中文读。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit.
求你使我仁得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
Lately, I felt the Lord reminds me this word, willingness.
最近我觉得主是提醒我这个字，乐意，愿意。
Or willing heart, willing spirit.
愿意的灵，乐意的心。
And so I would like to consider it with brothers and sisters.
所以我愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来思想这个意思。
The verse we just read is from David's prayer of repentance.
我们刚才读这节经文是大卫的一个后悔的一个所做的事。悔改所做的事。
So David knew that he needs a willing spirit in order to be fully restored back to the Lord.
因为大卫深深知道他需要一个更新的灵，能够他在神面前被得恢复。
Yeah, not only his transgressions need to be cleansed.
不仅他的罪过可以得到洁净,
not only he needs God's mercy and forgiveness,
他不仅需要神的怜悯,
not only he needs God to create a clean heart and renew his spirit in him,
他也不仅需要神在他里面造一个新鲜复活的灵,
not only he needs the joy of salvation,
不仅他需要这个救恩的喜乐,
but he needs a willing spirit.
他也需要一个这个乐意愿意的灵。
So in David's failure, he learned that he cannot depend on himself.
所以在大卫的失败里面，他学习到他不能靠自己。
It's neither his zeal, neither nor his strife, or his knowledge and experience, can keep him on the path of the righteousness.
因为他靠着自己的努力，靠着自己的热心，靠着自己的奋斗，都不可能保守他自己在公义的行为里面。
A willing spirit can uphold him.
而单单只有这个愿意的灵能够扶持他。
Yeah, so a willingness or a willing spirit is a crucial attitude.
所以我们看见这个乐意和愿意的灵是一个很重要一个态度。
Just like our brother shared earlier, we thought our God is almighty, right? Nothing is too difficult with him.
正如我们刚才弟兄刚刚交通的，我们好像觉得神是一个全能的神，在他没有难成的事。
And then so we forgot, actually our attitude could hinder his work.
但事实上我们却忘记我们自己的态度是可以妨害神的。
Yeah, if we are unwilling, our God cannot force us.
因为我们知道若是我们不愿意，神从来不强迫我们。
So our unwillingness will only delay and hinder God's the progress of his work in us.
所以我们看见我们的不愿意是可以阻碍神在我们身上工作的进程。
On the other hand, if we have the willingness, then figuratively it's like we open the door.
所以在另一方面来说，若是我们愿意。 我们比喻上可以看见，好像我们把这个门打开了。
And then the Lord can bless us, and then we are like the clay in the potter's hand.
这时候呢，主就可以祝福我们，我们就好像在那窑匠手中的那块泥土一样。
And so He can mold us, He can form us, and He can use us.
他可以塑造我们，可以使用我们。
So let's look at an example in the Bible.
让我们来看圣经里面讲到一个例子。
So maybe we'll take a look at 2 Kings chapter 5. I'll read a few verses.
我们来看列王记下，有几节经文我们要读。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
So this is the story of Naaman.
这是讲到乃曼的故事。
Yeah, I believe brothers and sisters are very familiar with this, so I'll just read through that.
我相信弟兄姐妹对这个故事非常熟悉, 所以我就把这些经文念一下。
We'll read verse 9, 10. And 11, the first part.
我们要读第九节、第十节和十一节的前半部分。
So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away.
于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河沐浴7次，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”乃曼却发怒走了，说：“Yeah.
And then we'll jump to verse 13 and 14.
我们跳到第13节、14节。
But his servants came near and said to him, My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
13节, 他的仆人近前来对他说, 我父啊, 先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
So we can see that the prophet didn't command him a great thing. He didn't command him to do something dramatic. That's what Naaman thought that Elijah would told him to do.
因为我们看见，好像在这里，先知以利沙他并没有告诉乃曼要做一个很大的事，很神奇的事，好像这原来是乃曼心中所期待的。
And so he thought the prophet was joking with him.
因为乃曼可能心里想说，你这不是跟我开玩笑吗
？So he was angry.
所以乃曼就发怒了。
He has all the reasons.
因为他好像有各样的理由可以生气。
But then his servants advised him. And that changed his attitude.
但是呢，乃曼的仆人呢提醒了他，所以改变了乃曼的态度。
So just by a simple willingness to take the prophet's words seriously.
所以只是一个很简单的一个乐意的心，照着先知把先知的话看作是严肃的话。
And then we see what happened.
那我们就看见什么事情发生了。
And we see how that this willingness changed 180 degrees. Of Naaman's life.
那我们就要看见乃曼这个愿意的心呢，把乃曼整个生命呢180度的转变了。
So this is a good example of willingness.
因为我们看见这个是很好的例子，说明说乐意愿意的重要。
Yeah, but we also should look at how the Bible teaches about willingness, the doctrine or the teachings.
但我们也可以在圣经上看见圣经上。对这个愿意和乐意这个心的教导。
So we'll read a few verses in the New Testament.
我们要读几页在新约里面的经文。
Now before we read, I just want to remind you because translation sometimes it doesn't translate to the same English or Chinese words.
也我想在我念之前呢，我想提醒大家一下，就是在翻译上面有些字用的，有些地方用字同样的意思，但是用不同的字翻译。
Yeah, the Greek is the same word, but the Chinese or English translation could be different words.
也在原文的希腊字里面是同一个字，但是在中文或是英文版本里面翻译，在各个地方可能用不同的字来表现。
Yeah, the first, let's look at the Book of Acts. Chapter 17.
我们首先来看《使徒行传》
十七章。Chapter 17, and we'll read verse 10 and 11.
我们要读第十节和第十一节。
Yeah. So again, I'll read in English, and my brother will read in Chinese.
我用英文念，我弟兄用中文念。
Acts chapter 17, verse 10. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night. To Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now, these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
使徒行传十七章第十节，弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往比利亚去。二人到了，就进入犹太人的会堂。这地方的人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Yeah, so here the word I just mentioned, this is the ESV translation. Eagerness is actually willingness.
那这里就是我刚才提到的，在这里中文用甘心这个字，事实上原文就是用乐意、愿意。
Yeah, some translation maybe say readiness of mind.
有些翻译本是说好像就是心里预备好了，甘心。
So this is the first thing we should learn. What is our willingness to receive the word of God?
所以这是第一点我们要看见，就是我们对领受神这个道这一方面是不是有这样一个乐意或是甘心。
Yeah, how is our Bible reading and study?
所以我们在读圣经，在研读圣经上面，我们怎么样？
It's not just because I read the Bible daily and I attend the Friday Bible study every week, then that means I have that willingness.
也不能说就是我每天好像有读圣经，我周五有参加读经聚会，这是我就是甘心了。
It's what is our readiness, what is our attitude? Am I serious to God's word?
所以换句话说，是不是我们是预备好了？我们对神的话是否非常的严肃，有着严肃的态度？
Am I willing to hear the voice of the Lord?
我是不是预备好要等候听见神的声音？
You know, in this world, there are so many different voices, opinions, ideas, ideologies that we're bombarded every day.
因为我们看见在这世界上，我们有很多不同的意见、不同的声音，我们每天都是被这些所轰炸的。
Aren't we tired of that?
我们是不是对这些感觉疲倦了？
We need the voice of the Lord.
我们是需要主的话。
But we need to have that willingness to hear.
但是我们也需要这个乐意的心，愿意来听见主的。
Because it may be not something that we like to hear.
因为有时候主讲的话，也许并不是我们想要听的。
We find that it pierces our ears and pierces our hearts.
因为我们看见，我们有时候发现主的话是刺我们的耳朵，而且刺我们的心。
But if we have that willingness, then like what the Bible says, we're the more noble people.
但是正如圣经上所说，如果我们有这个愿意的心，或者说甘心的话，那我们是尊贵的人，是贤于铁上罗家的人。
Yeah, thank God. That is His honor for those who are willing to hear the voice of the Lord.
我们感谢神，当我们有乐意的心来听神的话的时候，神就给我们这样的尊贵。
The second verse that we'll read is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们第二段要读的经文是在哥林多后书第八章。
And then we'll read the verse 11 and 12.
我要读第11节和第12节。
Chapter 8, verse 11. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness is in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what the person has, not according to what he does not have.
哥林多后书第八章第十一节，如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，不是照他所无的。Yeah,
here that readiness is willingness.
他这里讲到说，预备好事上也是说愿意，愿意这个意思。Yeah,
so this is second thing is about the background of this passage is the church in Corinth. They have a desire to donate to the poor saints in Jerusalem.
我们看这段经文的背景是那时候在哥林多的圣徒，他们有这个心愿，愿意为这个耶路撒冷的穷困的圣徒来帮补。
They have expressed their desire to Paul and Titus, but after a whole year, they still haven't completed what they started.
因为他们当初是向着保罗和提多表达他们的心愿，但是一年之后，好像他们还没有办成这事。
What happened?
那发生什么事了吗？
My guess is, purely this is my guess. The church in Corinth probably made a resolution beyond their willingness.
我想这只是我猜测，也许是那时候哥林多的圣徒，他们所许的愿超过他们所愿意的。
Yeah, so what happens is I think because they're probably too proud of themselves.
我在想，也许哥林多人对自己感到非常自豪。
So they thought they try to live up to the expectation they set.
所以他们想要提高他们所说话的这个期望值。
他们对自己好像有很高的期望。 So they will probably say, oh, we will donate, let me say, a big number, $50,000 for the church in Jerusalem.
所以他们或许是这样说的，他们就说，哦，我们要为着在耶路撒冷圣徒捐5万块。
But then after a whole year, they only collected $2,000.
但是一年之后，也许他们只收集了2000元。
Because that's the willingness versus what they thought they would be able to do.
所以我们就看见这一个落差，就是他们愿意的心和他们想要做的心。
And so here, Paul, that's why in verse 12, Paul says, "No, you have misunderstanding. If there is willingness, if the willingness is there, it is acceptable to what a person has.
所以我们看到在第十二节这里保罗就提醒他们说、哦、你们搞错了，因为这应该是说人若有愿做的心必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的。
Yeah, not according to what he does not have.
而不是照他所无的。
This is such a gracious word to us.
因为这对我们言实在是个恩典的话。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, maybe we have that wrong understanding as well.
是啊，弟兄姐妹，我想我们也许有同样错误的理解。
So we pretend to be somebody. We pretend to be someone holy or a better person than we actually is.
因为我们常常是假设、假定，好像我们是做一个很好的人，做一个圣洁的人，很善良的人。
Yeah, the Lord actually knows us so well.
但是主实在非常认识我们。
So he doesn't ask us a lot. He asks us to have the willingness.
所以主并没有要我们很多，他要求我们就是要一个愿意的心。
Do we remember the Lord says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing"?
我们还记得主这样说吗？离开我，你们什么都不能做。
So it's actually the doing is by Him, is through Him.
所以我们发现要做的话，我们必须要靠着他，也是借着他。
Then how does that start?Start by we have a willingness.
所以这怎么开始的呢？都是从我们有一个愿意的心开始。
Yeah, so if let's read that verse 12 again. For if the readiness or the willingness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has. Don't have to add anything more than that, right? Not according to what he does not have.
我们再把这些经文念一遍，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳。乃是照他所有的，在这里神没有再加上其他的了，不是照他所无的。
Now we would need to go on. So let's read next verse is in Matthew 26, verse 41.
我们要再继续，我们下一段经文读马太福音第二十六章第四十一节。
Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Yeah, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
We know this verse we know the background. This was what the Lord said to his disciples on the night he was betrayed.
因为我们知道这节经文的背景是当主耶稣基督被卖的那夜，他对门徒说的话。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed.But his disciple was not able to pray. They fell into sleep.
因为在克西马尼园里面，主耶稣基督在祷告，但是他的门徒跟不上，没有祷告去睡着了。
So this tells us that we have the challenging willingness would face.
那我们这里看见是对这个愿意的心的挑战的一个现象，
就是挑战。
一个
挑战。So that's why brothers and sisters, we may say, well, yeah, I had the willingness, but, you know, then I got defeated, right? I failed miserably.
因为有时候我们弟兄姐妹我们会说，哦，是的，我愿意，但是我们好像后来又软弱下去了。
Yeah, so the Lord gave us the answer so clearly. He says, you know, because we have the willingness in our spirit, but our flesh is weak.
但是主耶稣基督这里给我们一个很好的解释，因为他说是的，你们心灵固然愿意，但是肉体却软弱了。
What's the solution then?
所以这个解答是什么呢？
He says, watch and pray.
那主耶稣基督告诉我们要警醒祷告。
In other words, not turn to myself, not turn to yourself, but turn to the Lord.
换句话说就是不要靠你，不要靠我们自己，乃是要转向主。
See, the problem is that we often have, we find, oh, I'm going to fail, so I try harder. I'm depending on myself.
因为很多时候我们的光景是这样的，我们发现我们快要失败的时候，我们讲说，哦，我要更加努力，因为这时候反而是我们是依靠自己的势力了。
I forgot the Lord.
我们是忘记了主的存在。
The Lord says, no, you're not going to succeed by yourself. Turn to me. Watch me. Pray to me.
因为主耶稣基督实际上是告诉我们说，不，你不可能靠着自己，你一定要转向我，能够警醒祷告。
I remember brother Devon Frankie gave us an illustration many years ago.
我记得好几年前，这个弟兄 Devon Franke 弟兄给了一个很好的例子。
He says that we are like a sailboat.
因为他说我们就好像帆船一样。
You know, the sailboat cannot move by itself.
因为我们知道这个帆船呢是自己是不能动的。
Yeah, you can try that. It won't work.
因为这船它没有任何动力，它不会动的。
It all depends on the wind.
因为它完全要靠风。
So what does what should the sailboat do?
所以那帆船该做什么呢？
Raise the sail.
你也必须把帆扬起。
When we are willing, it's like we raise our sails, and the Lord can send the wind to direct us on the right path.
所以我们可以这么说，当我们愿意的话，事实上我们就是把自己这个帆扬起，然后让主这个风能够吹过来。
Yeah. So thank the Lord. That is what we should do. We always turn to the Lord and find His grace is sufficient for us.
真的是感谢主，这是我们需要做的。我们必须要来到主面前，我们发现他的恩典是够我们使用的。
Yeah, I think that towards the end of the year, maybe we have a look back. We have a lot of failures.
因为当我们现在来到一年的尽头，我们回头看的时候，发现我们还是有很多的失败。
What do I do? Just try my strive more.
那我该怎么做呢？是不是我要更加的努力呢？
No, turn to the Lord.
不，我们应该来回转向到主那边。
You know the Lord commanded us to love one another.
那我们知道主耶稣基督吩咐我们说要彼此相爱。
Is it hard to love one another?
要彼此相爱是不是很难呢？
Is it easy to forgive each other?
我们要能够彼此赦免是不是很容易呢？
Can we receive each other as the Lord receives us?
我们是不是可以彼此接纳，如同主接纳我们一样
？I think I have many failures on that.
我相信在这几点上面，我失败的地方很多。
Turn to the Lord.
我们要转向主。
We should be very honest to our God.
因为我们向着神应该非常诚实。
Lord, I just felt very difficult to love this brother or this sister.
因为我们可以对主说：“主啊，我觉得说爱这位弟兄或者姊妹实在很困难。
”But since you command me.
但是既然你这样吩咐我
I am willing
我愿意
Help me Lord
主啊帮助我
Do you think the Lord will answer that prayer?
你想主是不是一定会答应这个祷告呢
Well he pour out his love in our hearts so we can love one another
因为事实上主已经把他的爱浇灌在我们灵里面好叫我们能够彼此相爱
Our God is faithful
我们的神是信实的神
Our God is self-sufficient
我们的神是他是完全供应我们一切需要的神。
But too many times that we forgot him and we try and depend on ourselves.
很多时候我们忘记我们要依靠他，我们却想要靠自己。
There's one more verse that is in 1 Peter chapter 5.
再有一段，再一节经文是在哥林，彼得前书第五章。
Verse 1 and 2, we'll quickly read and we'll conclude our sharing.
是第一节、第二节，我们很快的把它念一遍。
So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly.
彼得前书第五章第一节我这做长老做基督受苦的见证同享后来所要显现这荣耀的劝你们中间与我同做长老的人务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊按着神旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意
So here Peter in his old age encouraged the church elders to serve with willing heart.
所以在这里彼得在他年老的时候他鼓励在教会中做长老的 在教会中做长老的有一个乐意愿意的甘心的心
Now, so this is for all leaders and for all leaders in training.
我们讲这节经文是给这些做长老的但是事实上也可以说是在接受长老训练的所有弟兄姐妹
leaders.
这些领袖们。
So, yeah. So maybe we think, oh, I'm not leader. No, that doesn't apply to me.
也许我们说，哦，这是讲到领袖，所以我不适用。
No, if you're not, you think you're not leader today, but you're still leader in training today.
也许你今天你觉得你不是，还不是领袖，但是事实上你是正在受到训练的一个领袖。
Don't we know that one day we shall reign with Christ?
我们难道忘记吗？ 有一天我们要与基督一同作王的。
So you can say, oh, on that day all of a sudden I'm qualified. No, you are in training. I'm in training. We are all in training.
所以我们不可能说, 哦, 到那天我马上就可以作王了。 不是的, 我们必须在每天在主的底下受教。
So how do we serve the Lord and serve one another with willingness?
所以我们如何侍奉主, 如何彼此服侍呢? 就是要有一个愿意的心。
We thank the Lord. His words are so encouraging to us.
我们感谢主, 因为他的话语实在向着我们非常有激励。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we are very grateful for you are such a gracious God to us.
主啊，我们实在感谢你, 因为你向着我们是有何等恩典的神。
You are all love and all grace to us.
哦，你向着我们是全面全心的爱和全面的恩典。
Once again, we commit ourselves into your hands.
再一次把我们自己交在你恩典的手里。
May we be like the clay in the potter's hand.
哦，愿我们都像是在窑匠手中那块泥土。
Help us to not love the world that we hinder your love in us.
主啊，帮助我们不要爱世界，以致妨碍了你向着我们的爱。
Help us to not look at ourselves, but look unto you.
帮助我们不是看我们自己，乃是能够仰望你。
Help us to have the willingness to hear your voice, the willingness to love one another, the willingness to serve.
帮助我们有这个乐意的心，能够彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
We once again give you all the praises for you are such a good God to us.
主啊，你实在是向着我们是何等的良善，为着我们要把赞美来献给你。
In Jesus Christ's most precious name.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a quick announcement.
我们也有很快的几点报告。
So, for the local meetings, we continue to have a Tuesday, Friday, those are online meetings.
我们在 各样的本地的聚会呢, 我们有周二和周五的聚会, 还是在线上。
And someday, please remember to sign up. I forgot to sign up. So, as a reminder for myself, and breaking a bread at start at 10.
主日的聚会，我们在彼此提醒，要记得要报名。事实上我忘了报名，所以对我也是一个提醒。
Yeah.
那还有10点钟有波饼聚会。
Children's ministry is as usual, and please look at our website for all the details.
儿童聚会仍然是照常，也可以到教会网站上看这些详细的内容。
Now we have some prayer requests and the reminders.
我们有一些代祷事项和一些提醒。
First one is that we will have, so last Sunday we have 10 brothers and sisters baptized into the Lord.
上个主日我们有10位弟兄姐妹受浸归入主的名下。
So this afternoon there will be an online testimony meeting of these newly baptized brothers and sisters.
那今天下午呢，我们有一个网上的聚会，是这些新受浸的弟兄姊妹要做见证。
It starts at 2:30 p.m.
是2点半开始。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to join the meeting online. Please find out the Zoom link on our website.
我们邀请弟兄姐妹踊跃参加，那需要的 Zoom 的这个链接呢，是在我们教会的网站上。
And the second thing is that we will have a cross-year prayer meeting. That will be on Friday, December 31st, 2021, started at 11 p.m.
第二件事情是我们今年有跨年的祷告聚会，从12月31号周五，就是2021年的最后一天，到明年1月1号的1点。
Yeah, please reserve your time. We don't have the link yet, but it will be published later.
请把时间先预留下来，我们之后会把这个链接。
The third thing is to remind brothers and sisters, if you want to make an offering and that counts to this calendar year, please make your offering to Seattle Christian Assembly by December 31st.
如果你的奉献希望纳入2021年的报税记录的话，请你在年底前12月30号前送到我们聚会。
The receipt of these offerings for the year 2021 will be sent out next year via email. So please check your email, and if you do not receive, I don't know if there's a certain time, but if you have still like a couple months later, you still don't see the email, please check with our brothers and sisters.
那收据呢会在明年寄用电邮寄给你，所以而且是寄给你有要求的。
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I think, so there's, last night we have an English group gospel meeting, and we're really grateful for that.
昨天晚上我们英语组有一个福音聚会，我们为这个非常感谢主。
Please remember to continue to pray for this gospel meeting and opportunities to reach out more people.
请弟兄姐妹继续为所有的福音聚会来祷告，好叫我们主的福音能够达到更多的人。
Yeah, so I think that will conclude our announcements. Oh, sorry. Is there any newcomer today?
我想我们在结束之前要介绍一下今天第一次来到这里的。
Yeah, please stand up.
请都站起来。
Just one. Oh, okay. And we welcome you.
欢迎你。
So thank the Lord again for giving us this morning that we gather together in His presence.
我们感谢主今天早晨再把赐给我们在聚在他面前的机会。
May the Lord bless everyone.
愿主祝福大家。
We will